Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to show 290 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today's topic is all about the impact of our media consumption. I'm Laurent Borgmann, your host, and as I'm over 60 years old, I feel obliged to start with a bit of media nostalgia. Back in the good old times, yes, in fact, more than 50 years ago, every house in our street got a newspaper on their doorstep before 5 a.m. in the morning. Subscription was the rule. People would read it during breakfast, and it seemed as essential as the first cup of coffee in the day. In our city, Dortmund, in Germany, we had two papers to pick from. But honestly, although one of them was slightly more left and the other one slightly more right wing, they were like twins separated at birth. They sometimes even shamelessly used the same pictures on the front page. At school, I learned that they were actually produced in the same printing house. And the effect of this, now in the 1960s, when you caught up with your neighbors over the garden fence, it was like a big gossip party. All neighbors knew the same news stories, and they were ready to be outraged by the same scandals. The update in the evenings, by the way, was also the same. At 8 o'clock, families all over Germany tuned in for the TV news. And you could bet most people were watching the same news show, Die Tagesschau. Now, of course, even then, people had different takes on the same news, depending on their political affiliations or their demographic backgrounds. But we could all still join the same chat because everyone had the same input, the same stories. Those were the good old days. But were they? Now, these days, we're invited to find our information a little more actively. We have diverse options like social media, newspapers, news apps, both push or pull, magazines, both online or on paper, websites, yes, podcasts, you name it. It's like having a kind of cafeteria of news at our fingertips. This abundance of old and new media not only keeps us well informed, but also empowers us to explore different perspectives and filter our input. It's a feast for our minds, and everybody explores different aspects of what is going on in the world. We are not just consumers, we can turn into connoisseurs of information, or even into producers, as we have chosen to be on this podcast, Absolutely Intercultural, where we appreciate diversity and we invite different views on the same subject, and where absolutely everyone is welcome to think absolutely everything about a given topic. Now, today we are talking about media consumption. So let's take a quick preview at what's coming up in today's show. In our opening story, Absolutely Informed, we'll tune in to Emmanuel from Germany. And as a young adult in Germany, Emmanuel is interested in what is happening around the world. However, finding out which news reports can be trusted and which are only an opinion for the bubble they are broadcast to seems a constant challenge for us nowadays.
Not everybody is a victim and not everybody is 100% fault on something. So you can't say, wow, these are bad guys and these are 100% good guys. And you have to filter out what's real and what's not. And especially on social media, when you look up at Instagram or TikTok or whatever, you can see that in those bubbles itself, it gets more extreme.
In our next part, Absolutely Independent, we'll hear from Rosana, who is from Albania, and now she works as a guest lecturer in Germany. Rosana shares with us her concerns about potential government influence in the contents of the news.
Well, when it comes to the government, I think the government should not and must not dictate anything on the media. And, okay, there should be like a legal framework, of course, which regulates the media, the way it functions, the way it works. What?
In our final story, Absolutely Positive, we'll hear from Krishna, originally from India and now an exchange student in Germany. Krishna does not like to follow the news as he prefers to keep his surroundings positive.
News is becoming like entertainment channels for almost everywhere. Like, their main purpose or goal should be like providing information but not entertaining people. And they are in India, like, all the news channels are becoming like circus for people if they want fun.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Informed, we learn from Emmanuel about his efforts to gather information from impartial media sources. However, this undertaking appears to become more and more challenging. As you actively need to search for information you want to know more about. And he's not sure whether AI, artificial intelligence, really helps this process.
So the thing is, when I was younger, I've watched mostly television, and in Germany, there's a news platform on television that's called Tagesschau. Mm-hmm. It's always at 8 o'clock, and there you get all the news from German-wide to worldwide news. It's very popular, so everybody knows it. I've watched it because it's mostly neutral, and I would say in Germany, news are generally more neutral, even if it's against the government, even if it's against some political movements or so on. And the thing I don't do this now as much is because, I've got my smartphone every day, kind of every time. It's more easy to just Google something to get the news from YouTube, but the other worse side around it is that you just sometimes get in kind of a bubble because, Google and also YouTube wants to get your attention, wants to stay on that platform, and you can that at your best when you, don't or just hear news you want to.
So would you say that on Google and YouTube you get more filtered and specific opinions?
Sure, 100%. I've saw that in the last years when I'm a person who wants to know everything. So I'm interested in everything and I'm searching for some topics, but sometimes you can't even know. If there's a conflict, for example, in Africa, and you never heard of that and nobody told you, how would you know? So you can't Google through that. And if you watch Tagesschau, for example, you would know because these are general information. But if you just Google on your own feed on YouTube, you can't get those informations. And mostly because of they want to make money and you just want to stay on that platform. And I think maybe the AI behind Google or behind YouTube just thinks I'm not interested in those topics, but I am. So it's kind of not that good.
Do you not feel sometimes that those news are maybe overwhelming, especially with ongoing conflicts in the world?
100%. 100%, totally. The thing is, what I can see is that even many people I know are sticking to those. You can see this especially in conflicts. If other religions or just countries are fighting against each other, I think there's always... not everybody is a victim and not everybody is 100% fault on something. So you can't say, wow, these are bad guys and these are 100% good guys. And you have to filter out what's real and what's not. And especially on social media, when you look up at Instagram or TikTok or whatever, you can see that in those bubble itself, it gets more extreme.
Emmanuel is often not satisfied with the news provided by his social media, as AI, artificial intelligence, often only feeds him information based on his previous preferences, but does not seem to take into account a potential interest in new topics. So what is the better filter for our news? An experienced editor of a respectable news channel or the logarithm of artificial intelligence? As I could not ask an experienced editor 10 minutes before recording this podcast, I asked my experienced friend, Ms. ChatGPT, and she came up with a predictably Solomonic evaluation, but also with a surprisingly practical suggestion that we can all try out. She said, "Some people value the human perspective, while others appreciate the tailored and efficient nature of algorithmic curation. It might be beneficial to experiment with both approaches and see which aligns better with your needs and preferences." As always, I will of course follow the sound advice of Dr. ChatGPT. In our next category, Absolutely Independent, Rosanna talks to Mariam about the importance of independent media and what goes wrong if governments try to control the content of media releases.
Well, when it comes to the government, I think the government should not and must not dictate anything on the media. And okay, there should be like a legal framework, of course, which regulates the media, the way it functions, the way it works, what, let's say, what the media has to broadcast, at least, for example, not to broadcast discriminatory news, okay, for example, but things like this. But the government should stay, every government must stay away from the media. I believe that the fake news exists because the governments interfere. And governments must never control media. I know it happens, and that is why we have fake news, that is why we have corruption. You know, when when the media is, the philosophy of the media is to be independent, to be closer to people rather than governments. So media reveals, the duty of media is to reveal what governments do. And if the governments are controlling the media, then they are collaborating in whatever they're doing together. Yeah. So that is my opinion regarding this, but in no way controlling. Okay, regulating like a legal framework, like every other, every other sector, but not controlling, not dictating, not using the media for their purposes.
Mm-hmm. How do you think we should overcome the fake media struggles today?
It's not easy because, you see, there are so many media businesses, let's say, that offer different information. And people are very often biased whether what is fake and what is real. But in order to overcome it, to face it, or to see what stinks, let's say somehow, we should refer to different sources of information. We should not just read or hear only on one news station. But we of course switch it on the others, and we go through or scroll to another source of information in a virtual way. So this way we can say, okay, hold on, check some more specialized. It is better to check different resources. What is, who are the specialists who say, or how trustworthy the people who are interpreting some news are. So go through analysis, analyze what you read, and read more. Even get informed even more, like not just based on the news sources, but read more like information like history books, for example, or books related to economy or philosophical books. So the more we read and the more we get educated, of course, it is, the chances are that it is easier for us to distinguish what is fake media and what is not.
What Rosanna tells us is that it is our duty as citizens to double-check our sources of information, to make sure that the news that we are consuming is not fake news. And we should not only use the online sources to double-check our information, but maybe even go a little bit old school and pick up a history book from the local library. Perhaps that could be our New Year's resolution for 2024. Now, how about you? Do you really double-check the facts that you read in articles? Or do you generally trust your media sources to tell you the truth? Let us know in the comments. In our last segment, Absolutely Positive, we'll hear from Krishna. In his home country, India, Krishna actively avoids reading papers or watching news channels because he does not feel his media consumption will make any changes in the world. Let's hear a bit more about his unusual media diet.
The news which I watch or read is not going to make any influence or show impact on me. So that's the only reason why I don't read or watch news.
Do you think that the news that they're showing should not be shown at all? For example, news about wars.
Yeah, there was an incident where my friend watched the news where a kid fell into the borewell and it made him feel very sad and depressed. And with the same negative vibe, he came to the class and he kept on telling the news again and again to me. He cried almost whole day and he made me try to cry as well because of his sadness related to news. I tried to convince him and console him by telling like he's not going to show or do something for that kid. So I can see the impact or negative influence of the news on the people, like where they can't do anything but still it makes them feel sad and depressed about something. And moreover, news is becoming like entertainment channels for almost everywhere. Like their main purpose or goal should be like providing information but not entertaining people. And they are in India, like all the news channels are becoming like circus for people. If they want fun or entertainment, they switch to news channels, not for funny programs or channels. So I feel it has to change and news channels must improve their content and be more informative, not like entertaining, which is not their job or purpose of doing.
Krishna has a feeling that the Indian media channels are commercially using negative news to keep their viewers entertained and prevent them from switching channels. This manipulation very much concerns Krishna, as he is a person who does not like to surround his daily life with negativity. Krishna thinks that in most cases we cannot change anything about wars or crimes happening in faraway places only by consuming and digesting awful pictures and reports. So he might as well not consume them at all. Krishna is in fact not the first person I know who is worried that the bad news from around the world seem to turn into a kind of entertainment industry, almost like a drug for some people. Some time ago, I noticed that the BBC Global News, as a countermeasure, has started publishing a happy podcast every week, and it repeats the happiest stories in the world in order to bring joy to their listeners. You can expect stories of successful integration of refugees in communities, breakthroughs in medicine, or a Caribbean sailor who survived 24 days at sea on ketchup. Now, we are curious about your experiences with media. Are you a keen reader, like Emmanuel, and you take in all the news? Or do you keep negative information out of your life, like Krishna? Are you good at detecting fake news And do you ever report any? Share your story with us via comment or email, and you can feature in one of our upcoming shows. For more information and previous episodes, visit our website at absolutely-intercultural.com. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a thumbs up on Facebook. And did you know we're also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe for free, leave a rating, and drop us a comment there. Our next show, hosted by Anne Fox in Denmark, will be out on the 2nd of February. Until then, look out for fake news and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tverkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.